Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
The swamps.
Would it be big or small?
Sometimes big and sometimes small.
That piece where salt hay grows along the sea.
Called the moss.
What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Some rich soil and some ain't.
Suppose it was part sand and part clay. What would you have a name for that?
It'd be sand and clay.
If they are getting water off the marshes, you say they are doing what to the marshes?
Draining.
What would you call the thing that you dug?
A ditch.
Are there other names for that?
A gully.
Shallow arm of the sea. A tidal wave. Narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. What would you call that? It's a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
Call it a wash.
You told me you went fishing in it. Down on the something. Where you went fishing.
On the branch?
Where was that? Deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods are in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
A creek?
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, you call that place a
wash.
Have you heard it called another name?
Ditch.
And sometimes a deep what?
A deep gully.
What do you call a small stream of water? A small stream of water.
If the stream run from a spring, it's called a small stream.
Well, what would you call a small bit of fresh water flowing along? A small bit of fresh water.
It flows from a spring.
You're talking about the things you went fishing in.
Creek.
What do you call a very small rise in land? A small what?
A hill.
What do you call it if it's a very large?
A high hill.
Much larger than a hill.
Mountain.
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp. The rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp. The rocky side. You're going up the rocky side of the mountain and over the